The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to RFUA Swell Radio. Get ready to join members of the San Diego-based musical group SLED for a journey celebrating rock and roll music both past, present, and future. This is RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer San Diego.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful Saturday evening here in San Diego, California. Saturday evening, February the 17th, 2024. Welcome to Swell Radio, RFUA. Tonight we have the incomparable, one of the most amazing bass players in rock and roll, probably in rock and roll history. He's done so many big things. Jeff Pilson and a brand new act that he's been working with. I don't know how new, but the Revolution Saints, we're going to feature their music. We'll talk a little bit about Jeff's career, the Swell Ozzy Music Minute, the Sled Track of the Week. But before we get to all that, my name's Peter DeLuke.
I'm Dino DeLuke.
And that means I must be Swell Ozzy.
A lot to cover, a little bit of time. Throw a log on the fireplace, put the TV on mute, grab a little JMO and a cold one, sit back, relax, enjoy. Let's rock and roll for the next 60 minutes. AM 1170, FM 96.1 on The Answer, KCBQ San Diego, Swell Radio, RFUA. We'll be right back.
There's more RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer San Diego.
When hunger strikes, hit Mary's Donuts and Deli, 10101 Main Avenue, Lakeside, California. You don't want to forget about eating the wonderful sandwiches at Mary's Donuts and Deli. The Union Tributes Deli of the Year Award and Bakery of the Year Award. That's Mary's Donuts, 101 Main Avenue, Lakeside, California. Tell them SLED sent you. Rock on.
Peek, Dino, Gary, Swell Ozzy, and Co. rock your Saturday nights in what we like to call organized chaos. It's Swell Radio RFUA.
That's right, party animals. Scorpion Percussion. You want some sticks to kick? You got to go to Scorpion Percussion. Located on 5955 Megatron Boulevard, San Diego, California. Check out the exclusive Dino DeLuke Signature Series drumsticks with SLED on them, exclusively at Scorpion Percussion. Get with Smitty. He'll give you the best sticks to kick. Scorpion Percussion, a San Diego corporation. For all your legal needs, Arena Law Group, 2732 Fifth Avenue, San Diego, California, 92103. All aspects of criminal law, from DUI, domestic violence, drug charges, homicide, and even all your civil litigation needs. Albert Arena, over 35 years of trial experience in San Diego County. Arena Law Group, 619-231-3100. Again, 619-231-3100. Albert Arena, he won't let you down.
Hey San Diego, this is Frank Hannon, lead guitarist of Tesla, and you're listening to my bros and SLED on Swell Radio, RFUA, radio for unsigned artists. AM 1170, FM 96.1, The Answer, KCBQ, San Diego.
We missed you. We're back. Swell Radio, RFUA.
Well, we finally got some sunshine in San Diego, California. This week we got a great band. They've done a couple of records, I believe, but the brand new one, these cuts are going to be from that new record. They're called the Revolution Saints. It's basically who's who in rock and roll in this group. But we're going to rock to the first track, Fall on My Knees. Take it away, Todd.
Now there's nowhere to run. No, no, no.
The band is called Revolution Saints. The song is called Fall on My Knees. And that's a rocking track, man. Now, I do know quite a bit about this band. The earlier years, it did feature Doug Aldrich, I believe. And it was just a really, really good band. I'm trying to think. Jack Blades, I believe, played bass on it.
Well, you know, instead of guessing, why don't we introduce our guest, Mr. Jeff Pilson, formerly of Foreigner and
Rock Royalty.
Absolutely one of the greatest bass players in rock and roll history on the scene, man. And Jeff, thanks for taking your time to do our show. We really appreciate having you, man.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
And so instead of Dino trying to guess, maybe Jeff can confirm what you think.
It was Jack Blades and Doug Aldrich. They did the first three records, and they are incredible musicians and really good guys, and they happen to be good friends. So, great band. I feel very honored to join this band. And playing with Dean and Joel is like a dream come true.
This is a who's who in rock and roll. Alessandro Del Vecchio, is that true? He's playing keyboards and singing with you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Alessandro from Frontier Records. Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah, Alessandro's a monster as well.
Oh, no doubt about it, man.
I know he produced. I don't know if he did this record, but he's known for producing.
Yes, he did.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
And you know what? They sent me two tracks through Jody Glissman, their publicist. Thank you, Jody, for sending these guys. And I had to pick two tracks. So I picked that was one I picked, Fall on My Knees. Man, is that one of the songs you opened with? I try and put the songs in the order of how I think we would present the show, for example. So do you guys ever open with that?
Well, we've never played live, at least I don't think the other version of the band played live, and there's no immediate plans to play live. It's a very difficult situation to work out playing live with bands.
Oh, the schedules, the schedules.
So there's really no talk of that at this point. There is pressure. People would love to see us do it, and we would love to do it if it worked out, but there's no plans for that right now, so those kind of questions are a little bit vague.
Okay, so it's a recording project, I understand. But it's still great for people to listen to. So why don't you tell us what you, Jeff Pilson, has going on right now. We're imagining you're doing some stuff with these guys, but is Foreigner still, are they still together? Are they finished their last tour? What's going on with Foreigner? What are you doing?
Foreigner is on the second year of our farewell tour, we mean by that is this is going to be the last year, 2024, where we tour for 9 months of the year. After that, we're going to cut way back down, just do select dates in select periods of time. So my schedule is going to open up in 2025. But this year, full on tour with Foreigner. In the summer, we've got the Styx and John Waite tour, which is
beautiful.
The pre-sales have been phenomenal. It's going to be great.
Great lineup.
It's going to be a really good year for Foreigner. I also have the End Machine record that's coming out March 8th, and that's called Quantum Phase. That's with George Lynch, Steve Brown from Tesla, singing is a guy by the name of Girish Pradhan. So that project I'm very excited about. So I've got Revolution Saints that came out a couple days ago, and now March 8th. And then I was writing with Reb Beach last week. We're seven songs into the next Black Swan record. Black Swan record will come out for 2025. But Matt Starr, right? What's that?
That's when Matt Starr playing Starr. Drums.
I thought Brian Tishy was doing that. Silverthorn.
Robin McCauley is singing for Black Swan, and he's about to start doing his writing for the song, so very excited.
We played with him with MSG. Remember that? How many years ago was that when he was singing with Michael Schenker? That was a great show that night. It was really cool to meet and see Robin sing, man, because the guy's amazing. I mean, it was just so much fun to play with him.
Well, you know, the thing about you, Jeff, is you're surrounding yourself with the top guys in rock and roll that are still continuing their careers, and it's a beautiful thing. You know, one of the things I would mention to you guys, if you ever consider doing a Revelation Saints show, you guys should jump on one of those cruise things like Monsters of Rock
Revolution Saints
or something like that, because you know, you play a couple shows, but really get to play in front of people that would appreciate
people would buy tickets to see that they knew these guys were playing. Our co-host Oz, he had a question for you. Take it away, Oz.
Hey, Jeff, I have a question about your musical past. Take a few minutes and tell us about the experience you had being part of Dio. I was a huge fan and saw you play with him many times. Tell us about your experience there.
Well,
It was an absolutely incredible experience. Playing with Ronnie and Vinny and Tracy G, Scott Warren. It was a hell of a band. It was really powerful. And I mean, it was magic. I mean, especially the writing sessions for the Strange Highways record, a record that
I love that
I
one.
Think they just released it again recently because it was a very underrated record at the time, and I always felt it was underrated. To me, it still really stands up as a great record, and the writing for that was just so magical, and we just had such an amazing time as a band and the chemistry of the band. And then playing it all live was just intense. In fact, there's a show from Hammersmith Odeon in London that I believe came out recently. It's from 1993.
You videotaped it?
What's that?
It's videotaped?
Yes. It's
man, I want to see
somewhere.
That.
And it is so worth seeing. I saw bits of it recently, and wow, the band was on fire at that point. So my experience was really good. Ronnie was also a dear friend, so his loss is a huge one, and I think we've kind of, I mean, I'm either asked about it or I think about it probably just about every day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about you, boss, is you've had some pretty, pretty amazing singers to have worked with in your career. I mean, if you look, because Don, before he had paralyzed vocal cords and going through what he's gone through, in his heyday, Don Dokken was just a monster singer. You know, he was a force to reckon with. Those first, you know, Under Lock and Key, and those first records were phenomenal. And then Kelly Hansen, then, you know, Robin McCauley, and, you know, now working with Castronova, singing and playing behind the kit.
So we're going to get to the next track, and this was selected by our guest, Jeff. And since it's in two of the four that were picked out, this is another great, great song. This is Changing My Mind. Swell Radio, RFUA. Take it away, Todd.
Thank you.
Swell Radio, RFUA. That's Changing My Mind, The Revolution Saints. I don't know, Jeff, man. I think you're doing everybody in rock and roll a grave disservice if you guys can't clear your schedule and do at least a 30-show tour here in the country.
Well, thank you. Like I say, the desire is there, and if we could work it out, there are definitely a demand for the band. So thank you, and let's hope it can work out.
We know all of you guys, we know how busy you cats are. Like you said, 9 months is already spoken for. You got to have a little downtime for yourself, and then you need time for your recording project. So, man, you're squeezing all 24 hours probably every day. That's what it seems like, right?
I think I work all the time. Yeah. I mean, I love music and I love to make music. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of the same way you guys are, but in a smaller scale, right?
Let me ask you, Jeff, that's Dean singing all the lead vocal tracks, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, what a tremendous voice.
It's just multi.
Besides being an incredible drummer, what an incredible singer.
Great singer. I mean, you could put him in front and go get someone. You go get Brian Tichy to play drums, right? I'm sure Brian could do it with his busy schedule. We know Brian. I mean, you got to think about it. Hey, Dean, man, we want you to front the band. Let me call Tichy. Tichy, yo, you clear like it. And before you know it, you guys are on the boat and you're doing a 30-night tour just like that, right? I got it all set up, man.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
I mean, it must be pretty amazing to work in a studio with him playing and then coming out in front and then singing the track. You know, I mean, you know, I was at a sound check years ago, and a friend of mine was playing in the band, and he came out front and he started singing some of the Journey stuff, and then he went back and he started singing from back there, and we kept looking around like for Arnell, or actually it was Steve Augeri.
Steve Augeri,
at the time.
We're friends with Steve. Yeah, we know
and,
Steve.
And it was Castronova singing all the parts, man. We were like,
blown away. That's
the first time I knew he was a singer. And I was like, this guy's incredible, man. What an incredible musician, you know? So it kind of caught me by surprise. I got to be honest.
Well, I mean, look at all the. All,
okay. Yeah, he's a real singer. His voice, and that's, you know, this band is the vehicle for his voice. And let's hope a lot of people hear it because it's a great voice. I mean, just hearing it on the phone over the radio like that, that's a classic voice. That should be heard by everyone.
Absolutely, man.
He does. He's got the quintessential voice. I mean, seriously, I don't know why. I would probably say, hey, man, why don't you front the band? Let's get someone to play. Get him shine, right? Give him a shot to shine for anybody, unless he's going to sing from behind the drum kit. But there's always a lot of cool things going on. So are you guys continuously writing and recording more tracks with this project?
Well, you know, there's talk about trying to get together as a band to start writing the next record, you know, trying to get in a room and hash it out. The previous records all were written by Alessandro Del Vecchio primarily. I mean, there's some other contributions in there too.
Oh, Al's writing all the music. That's amazing.
Yeah. But Alessandro wants to open it up a little bit to the band. So we're hoping that we do. I've already submitted a couple songs that Alessandro will kind of treat and do his thing with. We'll see how far that all goes. But the basic idea is to have this great vehicle for Dean's voice, and I think we got it, so I'm kind of excited about it.
Oh, you guys definitely. Right, hold that thought. We got to go to a commercial break, and we're going to come back with some couple more really great tracks. Put down your drinks, Phil. Get a refill quick and get back in your seats, man. This is a fantastic show with Jeff Pilson of the Revolution Saints, AM 1170, FM 96.1 on The Answer, KCBQ San Diego, Swell Radio, RFUA. We'll be right back.
There's more RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer, San Diego.
That's right, party animals. Scorpion Percussion. You want some sticks to kick? You got to go to Scorpion Percussion, located on 5955 Megatron Boulevard, San Diego, California. Check out the exclusive Dino DeLuke Signature Series drumsticks with sled on them, exclusively at Scorpion Percussion. Get with Smitty. He'll give you the best sticks to kick. Scorpion Percussion, a San Diego corporation.
Listen to Swell Radio RFUA anywhere. Download the Answer San Diego app on your phone or listen online on theanswersandiego.com.
Clancy's Towing, 1402 Pioneer Way, El Cajon, California, 619-579-8697. For all your towing needs, need a jump start, need a battery changed, whatever. If you're stuck, just remember the name, Clancy's Towing. And remember our sponsors, Brock Scott Photography, The Arena Law Group, Mary's Donuts and Deli, Lakeside, California, Clancy's Towing, Brenniger Chiropractic, the Ramona Main Stage Theater, Conlin Digital Media, Rock and Roll San Diego, and Pacific Plus, Carlsbad, California. Without their sponsorship, the show would not exist.
How you doing? This is Gonzo from Armored Saint, hanging out here with my bud Sled on Swell Radio, RFUA, radio for unsigned artists. Come on, artists, show us what you got. San Diego Rock, crank that.
Well, at least paying our bills is out of the way. Let's rock. Swell Radio, RFUA.
Back to live action. We're going to rock to another Revelation Saint beautiful song here. Let's rock to the track, Been Said or Done. Take it away, Todd.
Fought with all my might. I tried to beat these trying times. Oh, yeah. I reached it down in me. I had so much love to give. Oh, yeah. Here you come to save me. Tearing down the walls. I can see the way out. Then it's broken left. How long? How long will it be? When it's time to move on. And it's all there behind you. How long? How long will it take? Look for a new dawn. Cause it's all the same die. Wanna beat this pain. Need to see the light.
Radio RFUA. That is the Revolution Saints. That's Been Said and Done, and I chose that other track. So, you, Jeff, as you were saying, the writing is more or less Alessandro, and is Dean writing the lyrics? Alessandro's coming up with the arrangements and the music, more or less.
Well, Alessandro does most of it, actually. He works harder than I do.
Well, I remember him when he was over at Frontier Records. I know he's not with them anymore, but obviously the guy was doing a lot of a very busy guy, right? So.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you're running a record label and you're trying to be a musician, a freelance keyboard player, you're writing songs. Man, I tell people this all the time, even for people like us, 24 hours never seems to be enough in a day. I think 25 hours would be a better for another day. Our friend Swell Ozzy, I think, had another question for you. Take it away, Oz.
Jeff, I wanted to ask you, who would you name was your biggest influence on bass? Is there one particular musician you can single out for us?
There is. I would say Chris Squire from Yes was the guy that really, really turned it around for me. When I first heard him, everything changed everything. I had been playing with my fingers, and I played a Gibson EB3. When I heard Chris Squire, I changed everything. I started playing with a pick immediately. I started learning all the Yes songs. I bought a Rickenbacker bass. I mean, I was a complete Chris Squire fanatic. Learned the Yes music was just so big in my influence. So, Chris Squire was the main guy.
And I'm going to tell you something. Rick Wakeman was the main guy for me. When I heard we got Yes songs, and I heard Siberian Catrue, then I heard Heart of the Sunrise, and I knew, man, I said, this keyboard player is the guy I want to be, or something close to him. Yeah. And I doubt I'm even that close, but he sure inspired me, and that album was absolutely amazing. I love Yes. When first band I ever saw live in rock and roll.
Close to the edge, buddy.
But Yes Songs is the greatest hits album. Great. That's why I loved Yes Songs so much. I like the version of Siberian Catrue on Yes Songs better than Close to the Edge. That's a studio version versus a live version.
No, I love them. Yeah. The Yes Songs.
But, I mean, Jeff, what's your favorite Yes song? Do you have one?
Well, Close to the Edge is definitely my favorite album.
Yeah,
of course.
I know it's the greatest album. There's no doubt. So,
and I think that's probably the greatest prog rock album ever. But
absolutely.
But if I had to say, it might be Heart of the Sunrise.
That's mine too. Yeah, I love Heart of the Sunrise.
Oh my God!
I've always.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh yeah. So both Heart of the Sunrise and both and Close to the Edge. When it gets to the end, and John Anderson sings the high note on both parts.
Oh God!
I absolutely break down each time. So, I think in a way, Heart of the Sunrise, because that one just changed my life.
Rick Wakeman's keyboard parts on that song, and I've gone back in the recent times and listened to them, and it still blows me away. Masterful!
How
what
about
he does.
Steve Howe, man?
Oh,
how
all of them.
Brilliant,
I mean,
he is, and Alan White, and you're talking about
one of the greatest bands
ever, man.
Absolutely, man. If not the, I mean, there's no doubt. We're going to get to another track here, and this is another really great tune, and I think you guys are going to really enjoy this. It's selected by Jeff. This is Against the Winds, Revolution Saints, Swell Radio, RFUA. tracks Against the Winds. It's Revolution Saints. And, man,
how about that guitar playing on that?
Joel Hoekstra just absolutely murders that solo. Oh, my God. It must be so much fun playing with. Talk about playing with Joel, Jeff.
Well, you know, I mean, I've worked with Joel before. He's an amazing, phenomenal musician. He subbed for Foreigner. This was in 2011. He was on the road with Night Ranger, and Mick had to leave the tour for medical reasons. And Joel came in to sub, and it was amazing. He had literally a night to prepare. And it was a night where he was also doing a Rock of Ages show in New York. So he had to fly. The next day, he had to fly from New York to wherever we were, which I want to say it was somewhere in the Midwest. Anyway, it involved a flight. I don't remember the first show with Joel where it was. But he came. We spent about a half an hour just acoustically running over stuff. But, I mean, that's it. And then he came to the sound check. And then he did the gig, and it was like flawless.
How could you ever worry about a guy like Joel Hoekstra filling in? Yeah. I mean, oh, my God.
Well, you know, the thing is, Jeff, that you've worked with Dokken, you've worked with Reb, you've worked with Joel, you've worked with just amazing guitar players in this industry. And it's like...
And you're the quintessential bass player because the bass is just so perfectly placed in every part of every song that I... I got all 11 songs, and man, I was able to listen to all of them, and I can't believe that I'm never going to get to see this band play live. That's more what I was thinking to myself. But
No one said never. There's always the desire. So if it can happen, we'd make it happen. So, and you know, I don't count on it, but don't count it out.
Well, this is the cool thing about our show, man. We're even playing big name acts like you guys and giving you guys a little bit of a spotlight. It's a pleasure to have you guys. I'm gonna have to check out early because I have a dental emergency and two gigs this weekend myself. I want to let everybody know, it being Saturday night, we're gonna be over with our cover band. We're gonna be in La Jolla tonight. From 8 to 12, playing at Hennessy's Tavern. Come on out and support Nemesis. Thank you, Joel, for doing the show. I'm going to check out. You're going to dig Dino Oz. You're going to take you the rest of the way. It's Sled Track of the Week. And the Swazzy Music Minute coming your way. All this on AM 1170, FM 96.1 on The Answer, KCBQ San Diego, Swell Radio, RFUA. We'll see you later.
There's more RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer, San Diego.
That's right, party animals. Scorpion Percussion. You want some sticks to kick? You got to go to Scorpion Percussion. Located on 5955 Megatron Boulevard, San Diego, California. Check out the exclusive Dino DeLuke Signature Series drumsticks with sled on them, exclusively at Scorpion Percussion. Get with Smitty. He'll give you the best sticks to kick. Scorpion Percussion, a San Diego corporation.
Rock stars? Check. Amazing artists? Check. A whole lot of rock? Check. You are listening to Swell Radio RFUA on The Answer San Diego.
For all your tattoo and piercing needs, make sure you check out Last Days Tattoo, 4919 Newport Avenue, San Diego, California, 92107. That's Ocean Beach, California. Call John or any of his wonderful artists. Piercing, tattoo, anything. 619-546-5150. That's 619-546-5150. Last Days Tattoo.
Hey, this is Bill Leverty of Firehouse with my brothers from Sled, and you're listening to Swell Radio, RFUA.
Back to The Rock on 96.1 FM and 1170 KCBQ. It's Swell Radio, RFUA.
You know, at that time of the show, we do our special thing. So let's get to the Swell Ozzy Music Minute. Take it away, Oz.
Welcome to the Swell Ozzy Music Minute, straight ahead at Saxon. The band started in Yorkshire, England in 1970, originally called Blue Condition. Graham Oliver, Steve Dawson, and John Walker started it. Soon they meet the band Coast and their singing bass player Biff Byford and guitarist Paul Quinn. 75, they record a demo called Tapestry. Pete Gill was the drummer at that time. 79 Saxon released their first album. It's called Just That Saxon on Career Records. John Verity produced it. The band toured as a support act to Motorhead. The following years is Wheel of Steel, again Career Records. Pete Hinton produced this one. The band appeared at the Monsters of Rock Festival as part of the tour. That same year, we see Strong Arm of the Law, Career Records again, Pete Hinton again. Noddy Holder, the singer from Slade, appeared on this album. 81, it was the legendary Denim and Leather. Once again, Career Records. Nigel Thomas produced this one. Saxon tours as a support act with Ozzy Osbourne on his Speak of the Devil tour. Their next album was called The Eagle Has Landed. Again, Career Records. Biff Byford produced this himself. This album was the British heavy metal album of the year. After touring with Judas Priest, they entered the studio and released Power and Glory, Career Records. Jeff Glicksman producing this time. This was their biggest selling album. It went to the top five in 10 different countries. Next was the band's sixth album, Crusader, Career Records again. Kevin Beamish is the producer this time. Nigel Glocker is the new drum. They tour with Judas Priest once again. Next up, we see Innocence is No Excuse. This album's on EMI. It's produced by Simon Hanhart. This album was a commercial success, but alienated a lot of Saxon fans with the change of the band in it. Between 91 and 2015, Saxon released 10 albums, including Killing Ground, Lionheart, Call to Arms, and Thunderbolt. They performed all over the world to support these albums, building up a huge following. After a five-year break, they were back with Carpe Diem. Silver Lining Records, Andy Sneap of Judas Priest produced this one. They toured with Diamond Head. Paul Quinn is joined on guitar on this album by Doug Scarrett. And finally, just last month, we see their comeback album, Fire and Damnation. Silver Lining Records again, Andy Sneap from Judas Priest again. Heard a few things of this. It was amazing, as Saxon always is. They'll be touring all summer and fall with Uriah Heep and Chaos. Please check this out. I know I will. And there you have it, the Swell Ozzy Music Minute on Swell Radio RFUA.
Nice, Oz, nice. So let's get to this sled track of the week. It's a great song. Play the rap, man. Go for it.
With the rain.
There it is there. Sled, the raft, off the Get Rich Quick Scheme record. You know, it's amazing having great guests on our show. We really appreciate it. But this week is a little bit special because in our world, Jeff Pilson is just a monster musician, monster performer. He's played with everybody. You know, Jeff, can you tell us a little bit what you got coming up and what's really going to happen in your career, what you got coming up right now?
Absolutely. Well, first off, Revolution Saints came out February 9th. So there's that record, and you've been playing that. Thank you. Very excited about that. Then on March 8th, The End Machine, which is the project that I have with George Lynch, Steve Brown, and new singer Girish Pradhan. That comes out March 8th, and I'm very excited about that. The new single actually came out today. It's called Killer of the Night. First single came out January 15th. It's called Silent Winter. And the response we got from that was just phenomenal. Really, and like I say, March 8th, the due date for the whole record. And I'm really, really proud of this whole record. I hope people get a chance to listen to it. It's a fine piece of work, and I'm really excited about it. Then I was working with Reb Beach last week. He was here for a week, and we got seven songs into the next Black Swan record, which I'm sure won't come out till at least 2025, but at least we got it started. Then March 1st, I leave with Foreigner, and I'm out basically till Thanksgiving on the second year of our farewell tour. This is the last year we're going to do a long 9 months of the year kind of touring situation. So I got a busy year ahead, but I'm very excited. Lots of good music and a lot of great shows.
Well, you know what I'd love to do is, if you can make it happen, let's debut that End Machine record on our radio station. I'd love to feature four songs off that record. If you can get the time to call in on the road and do that, man. It's something cool. We would cherish and love to do for you.
Can you do it now?
You know, unfortunately, I can't do it right now because we don't have the time, okay. But I would do a whole show featuring you and George or whoever you want to call in with, maybe your singer or whatever, you know.
That would be great.
If you would want to do it. So if you stay on the line when the show's over, we'll talk a little bit deeper about that. And
great.
I just want to thank you and all our listeners. It's been a wonderful show this week. Thanks for tuning in to Swell Radio, RFUA, radio for unique artists. And don't forget to rock, party animals. Have a wonderful week. And rock the house, everybody. Thanks a lot, listeners. AM 1170, FM 96.1 FM, KCBQ Radio, San Diego, California. Have a great week, all. Rock on.
Thank you for joining us for RFUA Swell Radio. Join us next week at this same time as the celebration of rock and roll music, both past, present, and future, continues. To learn more about the show, how to become a guest or sponsor, visit TheAnswerSanDiego.com. This has been RFUA Swell Radio on The Answer San Diego.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.